Hi, this is dictation for Kendra Ingram, K-E-N-D-R-A-I-N-G-R-A-M. Her last name is War-Ingram, W-A-R-R-I-N-G-R-A-M. Date of birth is 9-18-74, date of accident 5-5-2022. This is a continuation of the dictation for the date of service 2-19-2024, dictation number 0311-007. The patient today presents with headaches around 6, mostly occupying frontal and posterior occipital area. Pain in the neck is 6, pain in the upper back and mid back is 6, lower back pain is 6. Lower back pain is reported radiating to the posterior buttocks and posterior upper thighs in S1 S2 dermatome fashion, but never below the knee. She also reports of pain in the left shoulder to the tune of 6, with ability to do forward flexion and abduction up to 100 degrees and constant pain. No surgery has been done to the left shoulder, but the right shoulder was operated on 4/26/2023. In addition, patient has numbness and tingling of both the hands with the ongoing carpal tunnel syndrome, but no radiculopathy has been reported from the neck down. Overall pain remains 6, ADLs are affected 7. 20% relief has been reported by the patient. The rest of the chart need to be reviewed for ADLs, for a system review, additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 141/106, pulse is 93, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 1/18/2024, dictation number 0121-015. Along with diagnosis, the plan will be to continue the dictation number will be 0121-015 to copy and paste from the physical exam. And the diagnosis are some plans to begin massage for 1 per week at patient request, as well as further laser treatment to her left shoulder 2 times per week, including surgical middle back and lower back area. Person does not have any pain for the knee, no treatments are needed. The carpal tunnel patient has been advised to apply 2 injections besides physical therapy for steroid injections to bring further relief. If no relief, then surgery will be indicated. Regarding the right shoulder patient and also for the left shoulder patient, seeing Dr. Gary Gilliard, the orthopedic surgeon, he's also had epidural injections in the past by Dr. Redden at Spine Specialist of Michigan. And the records are not yet obtained to correlate completely. So all the procedures are on hold until the patient recovers from her shoulder surgery. Medication-wise, patient report that she still has enough medications from the previous visit, Mobic and Proconix, and Wellbutrin and Furoscix and Lidocaine ointment. Only medication that is renewed for her is Wellbutrin XR for her ongoing anxiety and depression. She continues with the compounding cream as well, which has been ordered, and she does use photobiomodulation device for laser and infrared treatment. Once again, patient will continue seeing Dr. Redden for spine injections as well as for the shoulder issues. Thank you. She has been advised to see a psychiatrist.